I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. Look, we all know from our last episode, it was all about Connor Bedard, and we should know that the Blackhawks are most likely going to take Connor Bedard. I'll be shocked if they don't. But look, we know Connor Bedard is probably going to go to the Blackhawks, but who would the Blackhawks take with that second first-round pick at number 19? I'm going to have a list of some prospects and explain why they might fit and why they might intrigue you overall, something to think about. Like, we all know about Connor Bedard, but who's next? And we're going to break that down right here on this episode. But before we get into anything, we're going to break you down with some news real quick. And one of the things I want to talk about, which is a feel-good story for the Blackhawks, they're actually building up their culture and their name a little bit after the scandal stuff. But they're also doing some good right now. They are now a part of the Chicago sports franchise as they continue to support the solutions address of gun violence in Chicago. So they're partnering with the Chicago Bears, the Chicago Bulls, the Chicago Cubs, and the White Sox, as they're all going to get together to create and extend the Chicago Sport Alliance support for the sixth consecutive year right now. They already announced this in a press release, which states the Chicago Sport Alliance, which is the CSA, a collaboration between the Chicago Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, Cubs, and White Sox, established in December 2017, announced the continuation of its efforts to lead their financial support and team resources to local evidence-based solutions to gun violence. As part of its ongoing efforts, the Alliance and the Robert R. McCormick Foundation will provide a total of $1.5 million in grants to support five impactful programs and organizations that are directly addressing the issue of gun violence in Chicago. I love this right now. It goes on to say, since its inception, the Alliance has invested $6 million in evidence-based programs. The McCormick Foundation has contributed an additional $2.5 million in matching grants since 2019 for a total of $8.5 million in funding. This was the quote. We are honored to collaborate with the Chicago Sports Alliance to build a safe and healthy Chicago. This was said by Sonia Matthew, who is the director of partnerships at the McCormick Foundation. She goes on to state that thriving community-based organizations are central to reducing gun violence and activate community participation and leadership. So this is a good thing that the Blackhawks are doing right now. So I definitely like that, and we want to support that as well. Now, we had a Blackhawk legend who was on Chicago Airways excited because he had some news about the Blackhawks too as well, that he, Chris Chelios, who said on 670 The Score, Chicago radio station in Chicago, he stated that he's excited that the Blackhawks are sending him to Nashville to pretty much, you know, mingle with people, probably meet some of the prospects. And he said he's super excited now to meet the likes of Connor Bedard. He's very excited to meet him. So hopefully the Blackhawks do draft him. Now, look, he also said, you know, he got let go by ESPN as one of their NHL hockey analysts right now. He said, I think the people at ESPN were upset with me when the Blackhawks won the draft lottery. And I think I was a little bit too excited and they didn't want that to show, which did show on TV, by the way. But it was a feel good story. He said he's doing fine right now. He got so much other stuff going on. So the Blackhawks legend is pretty much still the team ambassador, and it looked like he's going to be showing his face around during the NHL draft down there in Nashville. Now, we're pretty much sure the Blackhawks are going to pick Connor Bedard. Now, we know that for a fact right now. Almost a fact. Let me just say that. It's not really happening yet, but I'm just kind of putting it out there. Look, I've been putting it out there that we're going to get Connor Bedard, and we did. Now that we got that, the next now comes with who's next? Who would the Blackhawks take next with that first round pick right now? And there's a lot of intriguing prospects. Now, most people thinking right away they should take a defensive player, but I think they can wait on that more towards the second round. I think they should still stay offense on this one, especially get like a wing or a center or something like that, because I think that is the key pretty much for the Blackhawks overall. If you look at it, it's been great pairings of forwards and centers and all that when you had the likes of what? the last one, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, hello. So I think those are some pretty good ones overall, and we're going to break down some players that maybe the Blackhawks probably should think of taking. And one player I like, one of my favorites right now, is Kobe Barlow. The reason why I like him, he's a left winger right now out of the Owen Sound attack right now in the OHL. Now look, he's a scoring type of wing right now, okay? He's very mature for his age, okay? He has a good NHL shot right now. He's very competitive. He has a good offensive skill set, and he's really good on the defensive end as well. He got good defensive instincts, I think. Now, look, they're saying that he may be gone before that, but you never know with the draft. He might slide to 19. If he's available, you're getting one of the better wingers in this draft right now. Just think about it. If you get the likes of him and pair him with Bedard and Nazir, you're looking at a really good line right now, I think, overall. Now, what he could bring overall for the Blackhawks is I think that he will give them an elite scoring forward overall, and I think he would very well be a great compliment overall to Connor Bedard right now. I remember I was watching some stuff right away, and I remember he had like a great score right now that put up Team Canada when he was up 2-1 after 40 minutes, and I remember him doing that, and it was like a highlight. I saw it trending all throughout Twitter right now. He's a really good player. I think he's going to be going before that, but that is definitely a player that I would look at for the Blackhawks. Now, another player I'm liking for the Blackhawks right now is Samuel Hanzik. Now, he's a player right now that I'm very intrigued in, and the reason why, he's another forward. And I think this is very high in scoring offensive-minded players right now, and I think he's definitely one of them. Now, Hanzik overall is a good player to check out. He's coming from the Vancouver Giants of the WHL. Now, Hanzik right now, he's well-rounded. He's an intelligent winger. Now, look, I think right now his game is no guarantee that he'll even probably last, but you never know. Like I said, look, he offers great size. He got great skill. He's very competitive as well. He impacts the plays on both sides, defense and offense right now. And one thing, he doesn't have that star quality, but he could be one of those key players that could complement the likes of Bedard on this team. Now, look, this is how he could fit. Now, look, he provides needed size in this lineup right now. They don't really have much right now. So adding him on there gives them much needed size and the fact you got a well-rounded player, a solid piece overall. Another player to check out is Edward Chalet. The reason why I like him, he's another forward, can definitely score overall. Now, one of the keys with him, what I like, he's a left winger right now, but he has top 10 talent. But the reason why he might fall out is because right now there's concerns about his habits and his competitiveness. So it looks like he like turns it off and on. Maybe he needs a motor right now. But one thing you can't question is he's one of the most gifted offensive players in this draft. He can pass, shoot, he can handle at a high level. He skates really well. He has all the makeups to be a star. The only thing is, can he turn that motor on? That's the problem overall with him. But you add a player with him, with Bedard, I mean, they could be a problem if he can really reach his potential. Now, adding him fitting with this squad right now, the Blackhawks need a lot more offense. And that's the key here overall. You got Bedard, but he's going to need help right now. And I think if you add him in their top six right now, now you're doing something really, really special with this team. Because then you got him, you got Bedard, Lucas Reichel we can't forget about. It's looking pretty nice overall for the Blackhawks. So the key here is what I'm looking at for the Blackhawks in this second pick in the first round at number 19. They need to still stay on the offensive side and get like a forward, a wing. They have to get something like that, an offensive minded. Now, they can play a little defense and they're good on both ends and skates well, but the thing is, they got to learn to shoot and pass and be on the offensive mind because they need as much offense as can. Because it looked like watching the last season that they could stop teams, but they couldn't really score and couldn't generate points right away. And you're going to need that. You're going to need more than just Bedard, because all they're going to do is just bash up on Bedard and then it's over. You need to really pick up as many offensive talents early in this round, especially with being so top heavy in the offensive side in this draft. And then more towards the back end, maybe second round, third round, get some defense, get some goalies in that end. But I would say I would just hit right away offense offense, offense for this team. But those are some of the prospects you probably want to check out. And we're going to dig in more on certain prospects that the Blackhawks should check out as we're getting closer and closer to the NHL draft. I'm Brandon Fryer, and I'll talk to you guys next time right here on Full Press Blackhawks.